Namaste, it's Sahara Rose, and welcome back to the Highest Self Podcast, a place where we discuss what makes you your soul's highest evolvement. If it's your first time here, welcome. If you listen every week, what's up? What's happening? I want to share with you a little bit of news. I have been on TikTok. Your girl's on TikTok having a freaking blast. I was always like, oh, I can't go on TikTok. I have no time. Da-da-da. And then quarantine happened. And suddenly I did have time. So I got on and literally have been addicted since. I am bringing spirituality to TikTok. And I'm obsessed with this platform because it allows you to be so creative. I have made skits on looking at your old Facebook pictures from before your spiritual journey, or how spiritual people are reacting to coronavirus, or looking at yourself before and after, you know, your awakening, and just all of the spiritual humor. And it's been such a blast. And I'm also sharing little tidbits of spiritual wisdom. And that is actually what inspired this episode. So I was making a video on understanding your past lives, and it hit me that I actually haven't spoken about past lives in quite some time on this podcast. And my, I believe, fourth episode ever on this podcast, which was 3 years ago, believe it or not, 3 years ago, I started this podcast simply because I wanted a spiritual podcast to listen to that was fun, modern, relatable, and I couldn't find one. So I decided to start one of my own, and that was June 4th, 2017. And at that point in my life, you know, I was very known for Ayurveda. I was talking about Ayurveda. I had my book, Idiot's Guide to Ayurveda, coming out that summer. But I had so many other sides to me that I wanted to speak about, namely my spirituality. And that's why I started the podcast. So that fourth episode that I did on understanding your past lives was really like my coming out of sharing it. And since then, we've done several episodes on past lives, particularly with quantum hypnosis healing technique practitioners, which is a method of hypnosis that you actually go into your past lives, which I've done several times since then. And because it is such a topic that especially people who are beginning their spiritual journeys want to know about, I wanted to dive back into it with my awareness of today. So when I talk about past lives, I really invite you to look at it through your intuitive lens rather than your rational, egoic mind. Because even the word past life is actually not true to what it is, because it's not in the past. It's actually still an aspect of you happening in this present moment. We can do another podcast on how time doesn't really exist and everything is happening in the now moment. And there's this everlasting continuum that we are a part of, but that's a whole other episode. So when I say past life, I don't want you to think, okay, it's something that happened in the past between these years and I must understand how it is. And it's not going to work that way. It's so much more subtle and energetic and something that you can just feel, that if you continue to look for the hard evidence for it, you're never going to get there. And that is kind of everything with spirituality. It's purely intuitive. So I invite you to look at this through your intuition rather than your rational mind. Your rational mind is great for taxes. It's not great for this. So I begin to discover my past lives when I was about 20 years old. So this is about 10 years ago. And I was on this student abroad trip to Paris. And I ended up really not liking the house that I was supposed to be staying in. Like, the apartment was horrible. So I left and I was like staying at this apartment by myself where I didn't know anyone. And I was there for the next 2 months. So I was basically in a city completely by myself with no one to talk to, that no one I knew, and no one spoke my language. And it was a really interesting time because I was constantly just thinking alone. Like, I would just, you know, I would go to the class, but everyone in my class was actually like, happened to be Chinese, so they didn't speak any English. So I was alone, and I would just walk around Paris and sit in coffee shops and think. As romantic as that sounds, it was actually kind of depressing. But in that time of me just thinking and thinking and thinking, I remember this so clearly, but one day just writing in my phone, like, all of these ideas of what I would think my past lives are. What are cultures that I resonate with? What are time periods that I resonate with? What are just things that make me feel like home? So I began writing this list, you know, like Latin American medicine woman, you know, Egyptian priestess, all of these different archetypes that like, I felt like there is a part of me in that. At that point, I wasn't like super spiritual. I was definitely a yogi and hardcore on the yogi path, but I never studied past lives. I didn't grow up in a household that really talked about them, but I always kind of intuitively knew that this wasn't our first time here. So I basically wrote down this whole list of all of the different sides of me, from, you know, the Ghanaian dancer to the flamenco dancer. A lot of them were dancers. And in this list, as I was just looking at it, it just felt like all of these archetypes encompass me. And again, I didn't know if it was past life or not, but I felt a deep resonance. So past lives are aspects of yourself. And to understand them, I invite you to ask yourself, what are some periods of history that you are drawn to? Like, are you obsessed with the 1950s? This girl that I follow on TikTok literally lives her life like the 1950s. Only wears 50s clothes, decorated her whole house 50s. It is so clear that in her past life, she was just in the 50s. And that's why in this lifetime, she's almost feeling like she wants to complete that. Maybe she actually died a tragic death, which is why she feels this insane need to complete that life. And actually, hers is about Marilyn Monroe specifically. Were you super drawn to the Han Dynasty in China or the pharaohs in Egypt or maybe Lemuria or Atlantis? What archetypes are you drawn to? Is it the medicine woman? Is it the priestess? Is it the oracle? Is it the warrior? And again, it doesn't have to be one. In fact, you might have been all of these things in different lifetimes. How many lifetimes have we had? The mind wants to know, but it's something that doesn't exist because again, time doesn't exist. So different, you know, Buddhist theories, Hindu theories have different kind of numbers that they give, but you could just assume thousands. You've had thousands of them. And certain lives are more significant in this lifetime than others. And certain time periods within this lifetime will draw out different past lives. So what archetypes are you drawn to? What archetypes have you been drawn to? What cultures are you drawn to? You know, it does being in Guatemala just give you butterflies? Something about being with the cacao and the indigenous people there, like that feels like home. Or maybe it is being in Mongolia in the steppes and you so wonder what it was like in the time of Genghis Khan. Or maybe it was in France during the Middle Ages. What feels super resonant for you? Maybe you watched in a movie or you read books about it, or you just have dreams and visions about it or flashbacks from being there. What languages come easily for you? I've spoken to so many people who say they literally remember that they could speak a language that they were never taught. For myself, Spanish came very easily to me, and I've always been so drawn to Latin culture. I always talk about wanting to move to Miami. But I love Latin culture and Spanish. It just feels like coming home when I'm speaking it, even though I actually took French and I still suck at French and it definitely does not feel like home. So we could see the past lives there and maybe I actually was killed in France, which I believe to be true. So what feels really at home for you? And maybe what doesn't feel at home for you? And there's some information for you there too. Even what kind of dance, you know, right now on TikTok, again, there's this dance challenge happening of this African dance called the Guara Guara. And certain people who are not African, who've never African danced before, do it so perfectly that I believe it's a Nigerian dance, actually. People are like, how did you learn to do that? Like, we don't even do it that clearly here. It is so good. And obviously, there was some sort of past life within them that their body could just move in that way. Maybe it's a musical instrument. You can just play the sitar and somehow you're just strumming that beautiful sitar and you're channeling your lives in ancient Persia with Rumi and Hafez. So I invite yourself after this podcast to really sit down and write down what historical periods resonate with me, what cultures resonate with me, what archetypes, what time periods, what languages, what dances, even what foods. What culture do I feel the most at home at? You know, so many people, they travel to another country and they knew instantly that they have had a past life there. Something has felt so resonant for them, so at home for them there. And then there are other places that you go that you actually may feel a lot of fear showing up for you there. Perhaps you were killed then, or you were a slave then, or mistreated in some type of way. So besides knowing what time periods our past lives were, we also have people that travel with us across timelines. So different spiritual beliefs have different theories of how this works, but the one that I see the most common and that resonates with me is that there is a soul clan that travels with you across lifetimes. And these are the people who are in your family, your partner, your close friends that really last with you in this lifetime. And they're with you across every single lifetime, but you have different roles. So maybe your mom in this lifetime used to be your sister, or used to be your lover, or used to be your brother, or used to be your enemy. And maybe your dad, one of these other roles as well, your partner as well. In one of the past life regressions that I did, I actually saw myself, my husband, and my brother as warriors in the Battle of Troy, and my dad was the general. And Deepak Chopra was actually the head general over him. And these are all people who have been extremely instrumental in my life, and I believe in all lifetimes I've known them. So sometimes we have like interesting relationships with people. Maybe with your mother, you've always felt like you were actually the mother. You were always teaching her. Maybe because in your past life, you were her mother and you guys are still carrying a bit of that relationship. And this lifetime is about you completely showing up as the daughter and her the mother. But that's why it may have been tricky for you both because you were so used to playing the other role. Or maybe your partner was, you know, your sibling and you guys get on each other's nerve, but there's such a kinship there. Or maybe your child was your partner or even a grandparent. You know, I have so many people who say, I feel like my grandma is my soulmate. And even though it's not romantic in this lifetime, it's this feeling of just like our souls are meant to be with each other. So every single person in your life that is close to you has been with you before. And understanding just the natural tendencies in your relationship can help you understand what it may have been like in a past life. Do I know if that was in every past life or just in one? I don't know. What I will intuit from my perspective is that the past life that needs to be healed is the one that's going to show up for us right now. So for example, maybe if you were your mother's mother in a past life and she was your daughter, and because of this, maybe she was an alcoholic and you had to always take care of her. It was because that codependency needed to be healed in this lifetime. And you needed to learn to trust and claim that you are an innocent child and you're not responsible for everyone else. And she also had to stand into her power. And that was what both of your karmic contracts were about. And when I say karmic contracts, what I mean with that is that you came into this lifetime with a soul contract. A soul contract is essentially what your soul agreed to fulfill in this lifetime. So maybe your soul agreed to, you know, be the spark in your family to end addiction or to create a revolution or to help those in need or something else. These are things that your soul came to this world to fulfill. And that is why you are so naturally drawn to it. You can't explain it. It's just part of your soul contract. And we don't just have one. You will have different soul contracts at different times of your life that need to be fulfilled. So for example, in my earlier years when I was, you know, from maybe 7 years old to 18 or 19 years old, the most adamant soul contract for me was to protect human rights, especially for children. And that's why I went to school to become a human rights lawyer. And it was everything I was about. I created Amnesty International. I was volunteering in Zimbabwe and Vietnam and all of these different places because I most likely was either trafficked or, well, I definitely know sexually abused and all of these things in past lives. So this is why in this lifetime, I so deeply wanted to be a voice for those children because it was part of my contract to come back. And then my contract shifted and actually became more about raising consciousness and changing the way that people think, because if we change the way that people think, then these issues won't happen to begin with. So when we think about past lives, I want you to know that it doesn't mean that everything was bad or everything that was good. We have all had past lives that we have been brutally murdered and killed. You know, that's why there are phobias and fears. These are related to past lives often. not always, often. So for example, if you are deathly afraid of being choked, I know a lot of people, they're afraid of, you know, anything around their neck. Most likely you were choked or beheaded in a past life. If you are deeply afraid of heights, most likely you fell. If you are deeply afraid of riding in cars or riding in a plane, you probably died that way. If you are afraid of blood, like myself, I bled out. I actually have the memory of this. So the reason why we carry these fears in this life is because that trauma was so huge that it moved with us into this lifetime subconsciously, but also because it needs to be cleared and healed, because what happened in the past is not happening in the now. So if this sounds very woo and crazy for you, why are you listening to this podcast? That's what we talk about here. But if this does sound resonant to you, I invite you to explore that. And you might be thinking, well, I want to know, like, can you tell me how I died and what my fears are? I can't tell you. No one can tell you. Even an intuitive or a psychic or a past life regressionist, anyone who's truly gifted will have you find out for yourself. Because that's the only way that it's, first of all, true for you, and second of all, going to heal you. Because even if I did, and I can, you know, often channel people's past lives, but I don't do it because it's not my business. It's their responsibility and their opportunity to learn for themselves. So ask yourself, what are my fears? And what do I think that's related to? You know, maybe you're super afraid of spiders. Why do you think you're afraid of spiders? You know, it's pretty clear that you'd be afraid of spiders because you probably died of a spider bite. So all of these fears, we can explain them. And then when we can see that it actually has nothing to do with this lifetime, but it's a past lifetime, that helps alleviate the fear because we recognize that it's not true. It's in the past. It doesn't even exist anymore. We're just holding on to something from the past. And then the same thing, the other end of the coin of what are you drawn to? Ask yourself that question. I believe the reason why all of these past lives started to show up for me when I was in France was because I was completely alone there and I had no one to talk to and I had no stimulation. So I went inwards. I was going so deeply inwards that I was finally able to listen to the whispers of my soul. And right now in this quarantine experience, we are gifted that opportunity again to really dive in inwards and ask ourselves, what does resonate with me? Who am I? Where am I from? This is the perfect opportunity for you to do that work. And I know all of us, every single one of us, has had a feeling, whether you watched a movie or read a book or had a glimpse, that you're like, that feels like home. So some of the most common ones, and there's many, and this month in Rose Gold Goddesses, we are going to be diving into one very large past life archetype and learning more about this. So come join us in my membership community. If you're not aware of Rose Gold Goddesses, my membership community, we have so much incredible content for you. If you love this podcast and want to dive deeper with my workshops and masterclasses and programs, it's all available for you with many expert guests from this podcast, member-led workshops, all of it is available for you in Rose Gold Goddesses. And this month, we're actually going to be diving into past lives, and I don't want to say too much, but if you're into this stuff, join Rose Gold Goddesses. You'll see why. But some of the most common past lives that many of us experience are the following. I'll list three right now. One, ancient Egypt. It is believed that every single person has had a past life there because it was, you know, one of the first civilizations. So if you resonate with the pyramids, the pharaohs, the hieroglyphics, many of us when we were children were very aware of this past life. I know for myself, I was obsessed with Egypt as a kid. And then many of us have carried that. I go through different phases with ancient Egypt because I've also had some traumatic past life memories there, one of which I've lived through again. So a lot of us with ancient Egypt have this strong resonance of this feels like home. And I believe that all of us were there. And that's what a lot of past life regressionists say as well as Dolores Cannon, who is one of the most well-known and the founder of quantum hypnosis healing technique, which I've done two podcast episodes on. Another one is Atlantis. I think everyone has heard of Atlantis. There's, of course, a luxury resort in the Bahamas called Atlantis. But many of us remember being in a civilization that went underwater. And many of us can remember, I can remember the large towers that were there. It almost looked like the Little Mermaid. And the people with their webbed feet, Like they had these duck feet there. And when I was there, it was like when Lil Moria was sinking. So I kind of don't have the most positive memories of being there. I remember like hearing behind the curtain kind of that something was happening and they didn't want us to know. But some of my friends are like Atlantean priestesses, all about Atlantis. Really, Atlantis, what it represents is science and spirituality merging. And it was all about, you know, the maths and sciences and literature and technology. It was super technologically advanced. And it's in kind of modern day Ibiza right now. So it's in island of Spain. And these are all real civilizations. You can look these up, but they were five-dimensional. So they were different. The way that they experienced life was far of a higher vibration than we are experiencing. Most of us are experiencing life right now. But Atlantis fell because when in my past life memory of remembering it, it was like the science and that hard side had overtaken spirit. And it was no longer the merging of it, and the frequency was no longer really needed, and it sunk, and it kind of was a misuse of power. So Atlantis is a huge past life. Many, many books about this if you want to learn more. And then Lemuria. So Lemuria is my soul's home. It is one of my most fond and prevalent and like past life that I'm so in right now. And Lemuria was about bringing heaven on earth, and it predated Atlantis. It was in modern day Hawaii, specifically Kauai was a really powerful point where there was a rejuvenation temple, but also all of the Pacific islands from actually like Australia throughout Fiji, French Polynesian, all of that was Mu, Lemuria. And it was based on the heart, you know. Atlantis was all about the mind. Lemuria was all about the heart. And it was all about connection and community and dancing and song and living life with Earth in union with Gaia. Oh, I want to go back. I love Lemuria so much. I mean, this lifetime for me, especially at this moment in my life, is all about bringing Mu back, bringing Lemuria back. And so many of us are Lemurian priestesses who so deeply resonate with like living life from the heart again, with the dance, with the music, with the song, with the community, with the mermaids, with the dolphins. You know, dolphins were our spirit guides at the time of Lemuria. So if you have a huge resonance with dolphins and the sea creatures, that was your Lemurian life. The waterfalls, there were such beautiful waterfalls in Lemuria. If you've ever been to the Nepali coast in Kauai, that is what Lemuria looked like everywhere. And the rainbows and just, you know, we were, again, very five-dimensional. So we spoke telepathically and we were shapeshifters. So that's why so many of us have had mermaid past lives. And in a podcast I did last January of 2019, it was all about your mystical being archetypes and how much the mermaid archetype for me is super huge. And for so many of us, and that's our Lemurian past lives because we were shapeshifters and we were mermaids, you know, and that really represents that unity between the sea and the earth. So these are three past lives that many people have memories with, and there are so many shades and spectrums in between. So I invite you, now that this episode is to a complete, to channel for yourself what you believe your past lives are, to ask yourself what periods of history you're drawn to, what archetypes, what cultures, what languages, what dances, what feels at home for you, if any of these three civilizations that I shared feel like home for you. And I invite you to join us in Rose Gold Goddesses as we are going to dive deeper into past life wisdom, into one of the civilizations that will be really magical for us to all experience together. It's going to be amazing. And to be a part of a spiritual community that supports one another, that is talking about what we're all going through from a spiritual perspective and lifts each other up. So if you love this podcast, you want to meet fellow listeners of this podcast, be part of a community, dive deeper into my work. This month, we have my Healing and Embodiment Through Dance workshop. Full workshop, 2 hours speaking, 1 hour dancing, all about how to heal through dance, how trauma is stored in the body, what different types of movement mean about the energy that you're holding onto, and how to really elevate into your highest self through the feminine route. You know, because dance is to the feminine what meditation is to the masculine. And the feminine form of healing, it's creative. It is Shakti. It is yin. It is all-encompassing. And that is what the goddess, rose gold goddesses, is all about. So if this is calling your name, I guarantee you, you've had a past life as a goddess. You've had a past life as a divine feminine priestess, and you are being called to step into it again. If you're hearing this and you're feeling like this is something that's interesting for me and I want to enter into this vortex and see what's inside for me, then I invite you to join us in Rose Gold Goddesses. It is rosegoldgoddesses.com. The link is in the show notes, and I am so excited to meet you inside. If you loved this episode, I would love to send you a free gift, which is the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type. This is a different book than Eat Feel Fresh, my first book ever, which is not released anywhere. And I am gifting it exclusively to those who leave a review of my podcast in the iTunes store. So all you got to do is head over to iTunes, where you may be listening to this podcast, and leave a review. Take a screenshot that you've left it and email it over to me at sahara@eatfeelfresh.com. Again, that's Sahara, S-A-H-A-R-A, at eatfeelfresh.com. And I will send you back the first half of my unreleased book, Eat Right for Your Mind Body Type, which goes all into Ayurveda, doshas, plant-based nutrition, body types, all of the things in a really fun and engaging way. So this is my gift to you for free for supporting the podcast. Every single review I personally read, it really helps the podcast be listened to by more people so we can raise the vibration of the planet together. And I am so grateful to have you on this journey. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you on the next episode. Namaste.